Rosalie Station, written by Mandy Magro and read by Louise Crawford. It was only 6 a.m. and already the air was so thick you felt like you couldn't breathe. Sarah Clark had been lying in bed for a good 10 minutes, staring at the fan above her spinning madly out of control. It was squeaking and waving about like it was a missing person trying to attract attention from rescuers. She sometimes had visions of it spinning straight off its bearings and landing smack down on top of her in the middle of the night. Scary thought. The thick, humid air it was blowing down was not really doing much good, but it was better than nothing. As soon as the air was still, it was like standing in front of a hot oven with the door open. But after years of living with the heat of the tropics, you got used to it. She kept asking her dad to get her air conditioner fixed, but the electrician, a family friend, had still not turned up. Sarah could fix most things herself, but going anywhere near something that threw out 240 volts of electricity was just not going to happen. She would rather sweat it out. Summer in Mareeba was close to unbearable at times. Some days, the sun tipped the gauges at well over 40 degrees. Today, Sarah was already swatting at an endless stream of flies, annoyed that they were in her space so early in the day. It was a pretty good sign it was going to be stinking hot. Ah, well, Sarah thought, I'd better get up and start the day's work down the packing shed. She threw her tanned, slender legs over the edge of the bed and felt the cool timber floor creak underneath her feet as she stood up and stretched her arms. She let out a huge sigh. She was getting tired of the same work, day in, day out. She knew it was time to try something new. As she walked to the window, Sarah's mind turned to Brad, her boyfriend, who was a chopper pilot. He worked a fair bit away mustering cattle out on stations in the chopper, and she missed him when he was gone. She knew from the stories he told her that the times out on the stations were tough, but she would give almost anything to give it a go. She'd always loved cattle and horses, and it would be amazing to experience mustering in the heart of the cattle country, amongst the dust and bellows of the cows, in the saddle of an Australian stock horse. Sarah let out another drawn-out sigh, bringing her thoughts back to the reality of the day. It's okay to dream, I suppose, she thought to herself as she flung open her heavy curtains, letting in the sunlight that had been playing peekaboo through the cracks.